This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. The Birmingham City Council yesterday voted to back a proposed $305 million downtown stadium and expansion of the BJCC. At the urging of Mayor Randall Woodfin, the council approved a resolution of intent to contribute $90 million toward the project. Other supporters include the Jefferson County Commission and UAB. Stadium would be home to UAB football, which now plays at Legion Field. WBHM Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart reports.
Mayor Randall Woodfin lobbied the council for its support of an open-air stadium and expanded civic center complex downtown. He says the project can help fund city priorities like fixing up neighborhoods.
Sometimes you have to take calculated risks and have high returns. There's a return on this that is going to work for our entire city.
The city's annual budget tops $420 million. The new stadium and expanded BJCC would bring in $9.9 million a year, Woodfin says. That money would be earmarked for neighborhood revitalization, he says. Woodfin points to Regent's Park near downtown and the Crossplex in West Birmingham as examples of projects supported by the city that are generating revenue.
You've seen the ripple, and there were naysayers in both of those projects. Now I am asking you to invest in this project, where there is a ripple for the entire Northside community.
But some, like Councilwoman LaShonda Scales, are skeptical.
We are now talking about a stadium when we should be talking about roads, we should be talking about dilapidated homes and cleaning up our neighborhoods. I'm for progress of our city, just not at the expense of the 97 other neighborhoods.
She says if the city builds a stadium downtown, Legion Field will die. She abstained from voting on the resolution. Daryl O'Quinn represents the area around Legion Field. He voted for the new stadium. O'Quinn says before voting yes, the mayor promised to work with counselors and community leaders to develop a plan for revitalizing Legion Field and the surrounding community. Council President Valerie Abbott says Legion Field needs a revamp. The city is hosting the World Games in 2021, and that's one of the main venues.
I'm definitely concerned about Legion Field because taking care of it is one thing. Finding someone to use it is another thing. You don't want to fix it up just so it can be like a sculpture out in the middle of that big field.
Robert Walker is vice president of the Wahuma neighborhood in East Birmingham. He says he's tired of seeing neighborhood needs placed on the back burner while the city goes after big developments.
Every time they tell us, wait, neighborhood, keep waiting, and we're going to get back to you. We're still waiting, and now they're ready for us to set it off for another 30 years.
The city would pay $3 million a year toward the stadium for 30 years.
I have neighbors that are 70, 80 years old. They'll never see their needs addressed at the rate that they're going.
Woodfin says once the stadium is built and the BJCC is bigger, it will attract more events and visitors to the city. BJCC officials say they're ready to start lining up financing and finalizing plans for the stadium and the expanded Civic Center. For WBHM, I'm Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart.